It's now time in our agenda for liaison reports, but before I turn this over to Judge Rubin to call on our members to give their report, I'd like to say what we all know, that this portion of Judicial Council meetings has really become an important, informative time for us. It's beneficial because Judicial Council, it has the ability to hear from our colleagues about our colleagues in all parts of the state. It's an effective channel for communication both ways, to know what's going on in the trial courts, the needs, the thoughts, and for us to, as I said yesterday, propose a remedy for some of those challenges. So at this point, I know we have 6 council members who have had visits with 7 Superior Courts of California, and also an update, I believe, on a previous report. And I turn this over to Judge Rubin.
Thank you very much, Chief. So this morning, on our half a dozen or so presentations, we'll start with Justice Judith Ashman Gerst reporting on Inyo County.
It's kind of weird for me to be reporting on Dean Stout, but different perspective. Yeah, look at it. So I once again went to Inyo on July 8th and met with Dean and with Brian Lamb. Right now, Brian Lamb is the current presiding judge. What they do is they switch every 2 years. So Inyo, by the way, has a population of about 18,000 and is the sparsest county in the state. I first stopped off at the Bishop Courthouse, such as it is. It's actually just a courtroom constructed within the City Hall complex. Inyo has been approved for a courthouse in Bishop, but the site is still not resolved. A process has begun for a piece of property owned by L.A. County. So both judges remarked on how the cuts have had a severe effect on them. They lost 7 employees, but didn't have to lay off anyone. They have lost both their IT person and their CEO. So in those important areas, they're starting from scratch and will be recruiting. Judge Lamb indicates that the loss of the IT person has had the most impact on them. This puts Inyo into a transition phase with 2 junior people coming on board. They both say that staff are working very hard. It's stressful, creates morale issues, but everyone is really stepping up to the plate. In the meantime, Inyo, as always, is grateful for the assistance it does receive from Judicial Council staff. And speaking of staff assistance, at the June meeting, I mentioned that the small counties have very little research help. In fact, I had offered assistance to both Mono and Inyo and did give help to Mono. After mentioning it last time, after the meeting, Donna Herskovitz got a memo out to all the small courts reminding them that Sacramento has been gracious enough to offer research help, and both courts expressed their appreciation. The small courts do need legal help on a regular basis, not when it's just hit or miss. According to one of the judges in a small county, it once took him several months to get a workup back from Sacramento because those attorneys are also very busy. He was also reluctant to use another lawyer because he was being charged for it. So, and it was hard on his county's budget. So the bottom line, I think we really do need to focus on this issue of providing ongoing research support for the small counties. As we all know, the cuts have had a severe impact. They obviously have reserve issues. But another issue they both focused on is realignment and what that has meant for the court. Realignment has changed the direction to a community-based effort and has created new challenges in their jails. There are now more dangerous defendants who are serving longer sentences, and as noted by Judge Stout, they have to really be creative about the use and creation of collaborative courts. While he supports reentry programs, he feels that these programs have to start in the jail, which requires a change in the sheriff's culture. Both believe that the courts must focus on treatment and prevention. Judge Stout, and I'm keep quoting you here, Dean. Judge Stout strongly believes asking multiple local agencies to devise effective community-based programs, and that there must be an integration of judicial and mental health issues. These agencies have been stressing the importance of training, consistency, with the goal of providing a team approach. Also noted by Judge Lamb, that with these inmates, there are more frequent medical issues that arise. And in these rural counties, they're just not set up to provide increased medical services. As I mentioned, there's a new courthouse coming in the future, they hope. The historic courthouse has no lockup in the building. The custodies are still coming up the main stairs in shackles. Their big claim to fame is that Charles Manson was brought up the same stairs to have his preliminary hearing. There's no ADA compliance. There's no way to get a disabled person up the stairs to the courtroom. However, they do plan to build a modular courthouse that will be adjacent to the jail, and all the in-custody inmates will then come there to Independence. As there are, as are many of the small courts, they are so appreciative of the help they do get from the staff of the council. Judge Lamb is especially supportive of the chief and her efforts of transparency. He also acknowledges how important it is to have a representative of the small courts on the council, which ensures them a voice. And he thanks the chief and EMP for appointing Dean Stout. And I thank you, Chief, and Justice Miller, who's on the phone, for creating the liaison program, which we all know has been extremely effective and efficient. And Dean, do you have any corrections, additions?
All right.